Welcome to episode 5 of the I Heart Running podcast. My guest today is Ashley Feldstein. I have been a longtime follower of Ashley on Instagram because I love her wit, sense of humor, and of course her passion for running. We have bonded over a shared love of running, coffee, and disdain of forced rest days. She is extremely funny and always keeps it real when it comes to the sport that we love so much. In this episode, we chat about how to deal with running setbacks such as injuries, what to do with our race medals, Ashley's half marathon goals, and specifically a 1:59:59 half marathon, going pantless, and Eminem. It was a lot of fun recording this episode, and I hope you guys enjoy this run chat. Hey, welcome to my podcast.
Hi.
Okay, so we're recording on a Wednesday afternoon, surprisingly. Sorry, Monday. Can you tell it's a Monday?
Yes, I can. I think you need another coffee.
I think it's Wednesday, but I'll think I need another coffee. We're recording on a Monday afternoon, and surprisingly, it's not raining, but we're both very tired. So thank you for doing this. I know you were up all night because of your pup.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do our favorite thing, and that's talk running.
Yay!
Hey, so today we have Ashley. I may mispronounce your last name. Is it Feldstein?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yay, I got it right. So we have Ashley Feldstein, and she's here, and she's a fellow runner in Vancouver, where we live, and we're going to talk about running. So let's do this.
All right.
Okay, so can you just tell us about your running journey? How did you start running and how long have you been running for?
So I used to run in high school, but as my PE teacher would say, when I wanted to, how I wanted to, on my own schedule. So I kind of ran off and on throughout high school, right after high school. I was in a car accident in 2005, so it kind of went to the back burner.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine went in for a simple day surgery on his knee.
Mm-hmm.
And we honestly, it went totally wrong. He came home, it got super infected. We didn't know if he was actually gonna survive. Things were very touch and go. And when I found out that he might not make it, and when we mm-hmm. did learn he'd be okay, I didn't know if he'd be able to run or play hockey or hike or bike ever again. So I was like, you got to get back on the wagon. So I got back on the wagon in 2012, I think, is when I did the breast cancer run, the one that they do in October.
Yeah.
And then he owns a company. And he started doing the corporate sun run as a group event. So some of us would run, others would walk, and then we'd all go for lunch after.
So is this the same friend that went for surgery?
Yeah.
And so your friend's okay now, right?
He's totally fine. He has done 2 Ironmans, okay. A few half Ironmans. He can't play hockey,
yeah.
But he can run, and he can bike, and he can swim.
Screw the hockey. As long as you can run, everything's good.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm glad because I wasn't sure where you were going with that. Everything didn't work out. I'm like, oh no, I hope your friend's okay. Okay, so you're both okay and you're both running. So,
yep.
Okay. So you were inspired by your friend who almost couldn't run again to run. Is yep. that correct? Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's really interesting. And how you said that was back, when was this? Back in high school or right after high school?
No, I think it was either 2011 or 2012.
Okay.
It was definitely after the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Sometime then by now, since high school on and off, like you said.
Yeah.
Okay. So so I know you run a lot more consistently now. Well, if you could, willingness aside, I know you want to run all the time, but given, things that happen in life, how do you go from an on and off runner to being a consistent runner?
Medals. I like medals. They're so pretty.
I agree with you.
And I'm sad because all of my medals are still packed away from the flood last year. So I don't even have them out on display. I miss them so much. I can't wait to put them back up.
Did you have them hanging? I need tips on that. Okay, I have only been running not as long as you since 2015, and I have amassed, you know, any runner who loves races, you amass so many medals, and it's shameful. I have mine all stuffed in a drawer. It's so disorganized, and I don't know where to hang them. Like, what do you have them hanging on? A rack or a special metal holder?
Yeah, it's just a metal holder, but it's just got little hooks on it. Mm-hmm. When I get it set back up, I'll send it to you so you can see it. But it's just, I like tie up my medals so that they're not hanging all the way down. They're only hanging like halfway down.
Okay. I need ideas.
I feel like I'm out of space on that board. I might need another one.
Oh, that's always, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
In our, not in my husband's opinion.
Yes. From a non-runner's perspective, they just see them as, you know, what are these things? They take up so much room, but we're proud of our achievements. And I think any runner would agree. I mean, sometimes running is just fun for the sake of running, but there's something to be said about accomplishing a race of any distance. So, yeah, I get that. How many races have you done by now? You mentioned that you did the breast cancer run.
Yeah, so I think I've done a few of those. Those are 5Ks. Mm-hmm. It's got to be like 6, 7, or 8, 10Ks. It's like my least favorite distance.
I'm with you.
An 8K, which I think is quickly becoming my second least favorite. 2 fulls, and I don't even know how many halves. 13, I think. 14.
You're a mileage monster like me. We don't like the... I don't like the feeling. Okay, I know some people would not agree with me, but I will tell you, I think a 5K is so much harder than a half marathon.
Oh, hands down. You have to start fast, and then you just have to keep going fast. You don't get to stop. You can't be like, I need to take a breath. You have to go.
There's no breathing. I guess there's breathing, but not
there's very hard breathing.
Yes. And that isn't my idea of fun. I did a time trial last year because, you know, pandemic, and I did not, it was the worst suffering I ever had. It was the best achievement I ever accomplished, but it was the worst at the same time. So I'm with you.
So what is your best then for 5K?
I think it was 23:02. It was a few seconds shy.
Oh man.
23. And it was hard. I don't know if I could do it ever again. I'm sure I could, but do I want to do it ever again? I don't know. Should I ever do one again? Audience, you guys tell me. I mean, I'm proud of it. It's 23 minutes is not, oh, you know, like it's 5Ks are mine. I run a faster 5K and a half marathon than on a standalone 5K. If that makes any sense whatsoever, you know what I'm talking about.
It does. It really makes sense.
Yeah. So I'd rather run for a half marathon like you, and you have done 2 fulls. So that's a whole different beast. You can't compare a full marathon to anything, I think.
No, when people say it's just 2 half marathons, I'm like, No, it's not.
It's not. Like, I feel for a full marathon, granted, I've only done 2. I feel that you can't just walk into a full marathon. If you don't train, you will feel it.
My cousin once did a full without much training, Megan, if you're listening. and she actually beat me across the finish line, but it's because my race fell apart. I didn't fuel properly.
I envy those people. Like, there are people out there. Don't you 1 or 2%. I know you're listening. You know those people who run for fun and they can just not train and they can just like, oh yeah, just ran like a 40-kilometer run today for fun. I know those people do exist, but they are not the norm.
They're not normal. And please give us your secret.
Yes, please. Please email me or message Ashley or I on Instagram. Please let us know, because we would pay you, maybe.
I would for sure.
So you mentioned fueling, and that I understand. I find that is one of the, if you plan on running longer than 21.1K, if you don't fuel, you will know what that feels like. And I felt that during my first marathon. It's called the wall, as people say.
Yep.
So what do you do for fueling? Has that changed over years from when you started running a 5K to 2 fulls?
You can ask my husband. I'm really bad at fueling before I leave for a run. Mm-hmm. And when I get home from a run, I'm like so not hungry when I'm done. It's just, it's horrible. He's like, let's go get sushi or something because you just finished a run. I'm like, no, I'm not hungry. So I could be equally as bad during a run.
Yeah.
I use gels. I'm not a huge fan of gels. I have tried all sorts of different kinds. I am now trying Honey Stinger, but I'm now sidelined with an injury, so I haven't yet tried it. I'm really excited to try it.
So you and I have some work to do in that department.
So, yes, don't be like us, people. Don't be like us.
Yes, please send us tips for that too. I'm still working on that myself. And that's a fun thing about running. It's a journey. It's a process of learning and falling and you know, just realizing things. And I used to run fast, and you like running in the morning, and that's when, for some people, they may have something to eat, but sometimes I wake up and I'm not hungry. But you have to run 20 kilometers. That's not happening unless you eat something.
Exactly. Toast to the rescue.
Yeah, I'm with you. The drier the better. Although too dry isn't very good either, but I totally know what you mean about coming back and not feeling hungry even after a run. I don't want to eat anything, maybe drink something, coffee, but not
yeah. Always coffee. Always coffee.
Yeah, I'm always game for coffee.
And water. Don't forget to drink your water.
Yes, noon. Well, I think I can safely say, as a noon ambassador, noon is definitely a great whatever works for you. Electrolytes are really important. So I find noon works for me, and it's one of the few things that I can stomach. So if you can't eat something, I always have noon on me.
Always.
Yeah. So in terms of running, you have some races planned for this year post-pandemic. I think this is exciting. So can you tell us about that?
Yes. So I'm planning on running the first half in 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm injured. And I have a bet riding on this. So Derek, who I will send this to so he can listen, challenged me in November to finally get a sub 2 hour half. So the goal is 1:59:59. Hopefully the time off will help me. I just did like 4 training cycles in a row for like virtual halves. So I'm hoping the rest will do me some good, but I'm really itching to get out for a run.
Yeah.
BMO half, sun run, and the, it used to be the Scotiabank. It's now the Vancouver half.
Yes.
And I'm going to do that one too.
Oh, that's great. I'm definitely going to be at all those races. So what's your half time? You mentioned I think you're very close to that sub too, aren't you?
I'm not for race time. Like, not for, like, an official race.
Yes.
For race, I'm at 2:15.
Oh, you can do it. I mentioned to you earlier, there's going to be a time, whether it's official or not, I would love to pace you. So I have no doubts you're going to do it at some point, if you're not injured.
You know what? I'm just going to push through. And sorry to any physiotherapist listening right now, but I'm going to push it. I'm going to push to get that sub 2 hour half, and then I'm going to spend probably the next month in the physio office.
Yeah. To be fair to all listeners, we joke about it, but Ashley is actually one of the most disciplined people I know when it comes to rest and recovery. You have been injured how many times now from when I've known you?
And
this is why I'm having you here, because to talk about how running is for real people. And real people get injured. Real runners get injured. We've all been, well, most of us. I did a poll once on my Instagram, and I asked listeners or followers, how many of you have been injured? And I think it was 99%. There was that one odd person, no offense, who has never been injured. And yeah, you're an anomaly. So please also DM me if you know the secret. But I think for most of us, we have either niggles or either minor injuries or major injuries. I mean, running is good for you. It's not bad for your knees. It's not bad for your body, but you know, we all have different biomechanics and issues, and it could be anything. And it could be just tripping on something. It could be overuse. And I think injuries are normal. So I think it's good to normalize talking about these things, talking about your back, you know, issues with nutrition, issues with injuries, just setbacks. So how many injuries have you had so far in the last, I think in the last few years, you had quite a few, haven't you?
Oh my, yes, I have. I had plantar fasciitis. That was not running related. that was from walking like 19 kilometers in sandals in Rome.
Yeah.
so that was, I kind of did that to myself. So plantar fasciitis, I have had shin splints, I've had calf strains, Achilles strains, hip issues. and usually those things come from when I start doing too much too soon.
Yeah.
So the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of stress. And when I'm stressed, I run.
That's a runner problem, isn't it?
It is a runner run problem.
It's running therapy until it isn't therapy anymore.
So I was just running too fast, and the physio offices were closed, so you couldn't even get in to like get any needling or shockwave or anything done. So you just kind of had to wait it out. I guess that was kind of the beginning of learning to rest.
Yeah.
But Christian, Molly, and Aaron, all three of my physios, would very much agree that I don't listen as much as I should.
But you have learned a lot. I know you have, because I've been following you for some time, and you do rest, and you do take it easy some days, and you take your rest days. I mean, we all have that inclination to run when we shouldn't. I think it's natural because we love running.
Yeah.
But how do you deal with those days where, you know, you really want to run? Everyone's running on your Strava. Everyone's running on Instagram. You go down the street and you see everyone run, or you live downtown and you're on a seawall, and everyone, it's like when you're single and you see all the couples holding hands. Like a runner, you're watching everyone run by. How do you deal with that FOMO?
It's really hard down here. Even if I'm out walking with the dog, I see somebody run past and I'm like, I wanna.
And you've secretly cursed them. And
I do a little bit. It's not always so secret. But you know, I just have to sit and think, if you go and you run, you are going to get hurt, and then you're not going to be running for longer.
Yeah.
So then I just try and keep myself busy. I'll either try and do some yoga to like calm my brain, or I'll go down to the gym and I'll do some weights, which I should really do more of. Gonna do that this year. That is a goal.
Yeah. I think I noticed that. That's what you do. Like, I think keeping busy is key. Because we can sit there and sulk and everything and cry and curse all the runners outside our window, or we can decide to just do something. And like you said, the only times sometimes runners seem to hit the gym or the weights or is when we're injured, isn't it?
It's like we cram it in. We're like, okay, I know that I didn't do it, but now I'm going to do it a lot.
Yes.
And very frequently, and then I'm going to stop.
Exactly. I'm going to get so buff and so fit now that I'm no longer running. And then I'm going to be the strongest runner ever until you start running again. And then you realize, oh, wait, I haven't gone to the gym in 3 months.
Exactly. I know that a lot of people like doing, like, whether they're in a condo building like me and they just have access to a gym that's not public, or if they have like a Peloton or something to like keep themselves busy.
Yeah.
I'm using the bike right now just to keep the cardio up, and I'm bored. I hate it.
I recommend Peloton. I recommend an app. You can do it with your regular bike. There's free trials, and I'm not sponsored by Peloton or anything, but I find that it helps. I totally know what you mean. Just being on a treadmill or any fitness equipment, if you don't have anything to put your mind on, it's challenging. You know, normally we like being outdoors.
Yeah.
And it's hard staring at a wall. So now that you're back and running, how did you I know you mentioned that you're injured again. What's the issue now?
So it was super icy here a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out for a run, and I knew better than to go. But the first like 10K felt okay. And I was like, okay, maybe the sidewalks are good enough. And then I took a little bit of a fall. Nothing serious, like just I was still able to run back. But because I didn't take enough time off after rolling my ankles when I fell.
Yeah.
And going into speed training like 2 days later, I think they're calling it an overuse, like strain on my Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just to rest because the worst case scenario is obviously if I keep running, rupturing my Achilles.
Yeah. And we have 2 weeks until our next race. Is it hard? You mentioned you do run with a running group. Do you find it hard when you have, you belong to a running group and all your friends are running, or do you find it, they support you in your rest and recovery?
So they're all super supportive, and this is a me problem. I'm so jealous because they're all out there getting in like their 18 and 20 kilometer runs, and they're doing their speed work, and I'm cheering for them, and I'm so happy, but I can't do anything. And I'm like, nah, everybody's going to crush their goals.
And we have to remind ourselves, we're young, right? And we have the rest of our lives to keep running. And that's why we rest. So that's why I tell myself. It's so hard.
That is smart.
No, I'm not the smartest. I spent most of my 2018 year suffering through an injury and running through an injury. You know, that feeling, oh, maybe I'll go out and test it out. Oh, I feel great. Oh, no, I don't. So I've been there. I totally know where you're coming from. And I think physio is important. I have a really good physio as well. And I think they're part of our lives. I'm injured, I need to see a physio. I think they're a critical part of our running lives. So thank you to all the physios out there.
Thank you to all three of my physios for keeping me sane.
Yes. And they have a way of making you feel good and calm and know that, you know, this is not the end of the world and there will be a comeback. And there will be. I can tell you from my perspective, I'm sure you can tell our listeners too, no matter how injured you are, unless you're completely broken to the point where you can't be fixed, I think there's always a light at the end of the rainbow. And if anything, I think you appreciate running more. What do you think?
Oh, you absolutely appreciate it more because once it's gone, yeah, like, I don't have that outlet or I don't have that me time. It's gone.
All of a sudden, you realize 5Ks aren't that bad. Or 10Ks.
No. I'd rather do a 5 than a 10, but not by much.
I don't know. I beg to disagree. Beg to differ. But I must say, after my comeback, I could not even run 10K when I was, maybe because I lost so much fitness and I was forced to rest. And coming back was so hard. I had some amazing girlfriends come run with me on a day of the sun run that year because everyone was doing a sun run. I mean, our entire city, the sun run is how many runners? I cannot remember. It's a huge amount.
It's like 50,000 people or something.
Yeah. And it was 50,000 people enjoying the run. And there it was. I could barely run 5K. So I had an amazing support group. And I think that's important as well. Bunch of girlfriends who went out, who did not do the sun run, he came out to meet me for a run for fun. And then we went to get acai bowls. And I think that's important. You have to keep busy and keep positive. And it's easier said than done. But I totally sympathize with anyone going through injury or who have been through injury. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
But like I said, you're so thankful. Even now, on the worst days, which we have a lot, pouring rain, ice, snow, I think I get out there knowing, oh, man, I can't believe we get to do this. It's so amazing. Don't you feel that way?
I always feel I can't wait to get out and do that again. I don't care if it's pouring rain. I'm going to be so excited.
We look crazy, but we're having fun.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Yesterday was pouring rain and I was doing my long run. It was hard, but I can tell you, I was the happiest runner out there. People were driving the Amazon trucks in my area or driving by and looking at me, probably thinking, oh, she's crazy, but in a good way, I hope.
One of them is a runner, they might then be like super jealous like me right now.
Exactly. And I wonder, I don't know. I wonder if I look crazy in a good way or a bad way when you're having fun by yourself, smiling to yourself in the pouring rain in a monsoon. Wow. So I think there's no better feeling, though, knowing that, you know, I get to run. It's not like I have to run. I don't have to do this. We don't do this for a living. We don't get paid to do this.
Nope.
Nobody cares in the end if we run or not. I'm sure your husband would love to have you and at home, and Bree would be like, take me for a walk. Or take me to the doggy park. But no, we're out running.
Absolutely. But he knows if I don't run, I'm cranky. So he's like, go, get out.
That's true. It's like, honey, do you need food? Do you need coffee? Or do you need a run?
All of the above.
So I think many people are married to non-runners, and that's a challenge in itself. It's a good and bad thing. How do you balance that out in your life?
It can be hard with long runs being on weekends. So like if we wanted to like go up to Whistler or something like local, it's difficult to kind of stay on track while having fun.
Yeah.
But he's pretty good about it. And if we go on holidays, he's like, let's do something as a compromise. So maybe you can't run 20K today, but maybe we could go do like 7 or 8.
And your hubby does run too, doesn't he?
On occasion. Yep.
He's more a hobby runner once in a while.
Every once in a while. He'll do it like when hockey is not on. That's pretty much it.
And how do you get him to go out? Does he voluntarily go, or do you have to beg him, or like do you have to entice him with something or bribe him?
Well, it has to not be raining. So it's not very often. But he likes coming to the run club.
Yeah.
On Sunday mornings, because it's just, he's like, even if you're doing a long run, if I'm doing an 18K run, he'll still go run 10K with someone else.
Okay. So he has other company other than you.
Yep. Somebody else will talk his ear off.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's not easy to get someone to run who doesn't enjoy running. And I totally get the running in a rain thing. Like right now, we both run in a rain. But I remember in 2015 when I started running, and if you asked me to go run in a rain, I would have looked at you as if you were crazy. Why would you voluntarily get cold and soaking wet and then sweaty at the same time and have your clothes stick to you and chafe you and all these horrible things that happen when you run in the rain?
Yeah. That's why you wear shorts when it's raining.
I agree. And I'm actually regressing in that aspect. I'm going to admit it here in a podcast. Something's happened to me this year. I don't know what happened. Maybe it's a pandemic. You know the old me, I would wear shorts year round. Snow, rain, doesn't matter. And the reason being is I'm so much more comfortable wearing shorts, especially if it's raining, because like I always tell people, there's less material that's stuck to you. So yeah. It just feels better. But I wore pants yesterday.
And I saw that, you crazy beast.
And I don't know what I was thinking. It was horrible. I stripped the minute I got home, and I put everything in a towel when I get to my doorway, and my towel of wet clothes, it weighed, I swear, I don't know, 3 to 5 pounds. It was heavy. And I was thinking, what the heck was I thinking? And now I've got to stick it on a washing machine, and it's disgusting. And this is why people don't think, you know, people think us runners are disgusting. I'm thinking, man, I'm a disgusting person. And it luckily no one's around me and cares, but I was just all sweaty, and I was drenched in rain, probably makes us wet and mud and everything else. I live in an area full of farms, so I don't know what is stepping, but I probably step in everything, and and it's disgusting. And like, the more clothing you're wearing, okay, this is a note to new runners, if you haven't run in shorts before, if it's above 3 degrees, that used to be my old rule, try running in shorts, and it's a game changer, I think.
Absolutely. I never believed you before, May, and now I'm like, I'm converted. I've changed.
Yes, and that's why you see all these seasoned runners running in shorts. It's not because they're more badass, which they may or may not be. It's a practical thing. They're doing it because they have run enough to know that you never die running in shorts.
That's true.
And people think it's for the gram, and I tell you, it's not. I do enjoy running in pants as much as shorts, but there's something freeing about not having pants on. That sounds horrible. It's true. So try it out. I'm going to push the no pants thing. I think if I challenge you, if maybe 5 degrees, I think 3 is okay for me, but for some people it's hard. So if it's above 5 degrees, especially if the sun is shining, I think that's key for me. If there's some sun shining on you and it's not, even if it's colder, even when it's snowing, there's something so nice about soaking in that vitamin D, like even if it's in the middle of the winter. Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
Sorry.
We don't get it very often here. So any chance I can get to soak up vitamin D, I will.
And we can pretend we're in like Maui or Mexico. I guess.
I guess. It's not the same.
You listen to podcasts when you run?
Sometimes.
Or do you like to go without headphones? Are you one of those people?
If I'm running with the run club,
yeah,
no headphones because we're all chatting.
Yeah.
But if I go for a solo run, I'm either listening to a crime podcast.
Oh, yeah. I can't do that.
Or some 90s and 2000s like rap and hip hop.
What gets you going for a nice tempo run? What do you like to listen to?
You know what? Some good Eminem from like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, I love Eminem. And did you know that Eminem's a runner?
What?
He is. I'm not joking. I'm not making this up. You look it up. Google this after we're done.
Eminem, I will.
And you know how he started? I think a few years ago, he gained some weight, a little bit of weight. He got a little chubby there. And Eminem didn't look like Eminem anymore. And he decided to start running. I'm not joking. Go look this up.
I am going to do this after. I'm going to go down like an Eminem rabbit hole this afternoon.
So after, when you're listening to Eminem on your next run, just keep in mind, he gets it. He knows what we're doing. He's totally with it.
I knew I loved that guy.
Well, I'm a big Eminem fan too. I totally get it. But yeah, interesting tidbit for you listeners. If you didn't know, Eminem's a runner. And he was already cool before, but it just makes him a little bit more cooler.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's so many runners. So if you could run with any famous person, who would it be?
Oh, I don't know.
I know, I just threw that one out there.
I don't know if I could narrow it down, but I think, and this is just going to sound ridiculous, I'm going to pick two runners.
Okay.
One, because she's local. So, Natasha.
Natasha Wodak?
Yeah, I've run with her.
Oh, she's my hero too.
Because she's just so motivating. Even without being super motivating, she's just like goals.
Natasha, if you're listening, I need you on this podcast.
But I'd also love to run with Meb. I think that would be fantastic. I think if I could run Chicago with him, I mean, he would never run a 4:30 marathon. He just wouldn't do it. But if I could run through the streets of Chicago with him, I would, hands down.
I like your answers. Great answers. I think I'd be too intimidated running with a pro runner. I don't know what it is about it. Like you said, my fast pace or my race pace is their easy pace.
Like, it must feel really weird to be running my pace, I would think. But I know lots of people. You know, the cool thing about running is I have run in with many people in run groups, and you know fast people, and they don't mind running our pace, which I find so nice. Like, it's refreshing to think it's not always about the pace, isn't it?
Exactly.
And I think that's another reason I wanted to have you on a podcast. I think you're a very strong runner, but I don't like how society sees I don't like labeling certain people as runners because of their pace. I feel anyone who gets out there, you know, rain or shine or for whatever reason, they're all runners. And I think that's the amazing thing about being a runner. We all start somewhere as well. It's a journey.
Yeah. And no two people are the same.
Nope, we're not. And yet we are the same because we're running. That's a commonality there. And I think that's neat.
Yep. Don't label by pace. Pace doesn't determine who you are or what kind of runner you are or how far you can go.
Yeah. So what is your goal? Like, do you want to run another marathon this year? Or are you going for your sub 2? Is that your goal this year?
So I'm definitely all in on the sub 2.
Yeah. We're going to make it happen. I'm adding, can I join in on this bet? no pressure, Ashley. But...
let's see if I can get out for some semblance of a run this week, and then we'll make that determination.
Okay. My deadline, I'll make it at the end of the year. It's only the last day of January today, so you have another 11 months.
Yeah, well, the bet I have is for this specific half. So okay. If I don't hit a sub 2-hour half, I have to train for BMO with Derek.
Okay.
and we're going to kill each other. So it's best for both of us if I get the sub 2 hour half. Okay. But I'd like to maybe run another marathon this year.
Okay. I think I'm doing BMO, but I know you're doing a half, but maybe we'll have to do another one sometime later this year. I'm scared of full marathon still because I'm pretty new to running, I feel, and it intimidates me. So if you have any tips for me as well, as someone who's done a couple, I would love them as well.
Full marathons are so hard mentally. Like, they're just draining.
Yeah. But then why do you want to do it then?
Because I've trained. Okay. So I've trained for one fully. The other one, I got injured and I ran it and I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But I have a goal for myself and I have yet to achieve that goal. So therefore I need to keep trying.
Okay. I like that. I like that reason. I think that's the cool thing about marathons. It doesn't matter where you are, but even if a seasoned marathoner, it's challenging. It's never easy. Like, I've listened to podcasts with Molly Seidel, and even she hasn't run that many either. She's one of my running heroes. And it's interesting how it's never easy for anyone, regardless of your level of running.
Yeah, like, you could be running a 2.5 hour marathon, which is, like, incredible. You could run a 7 hour or 8 hour or 10 hour marathon. And it matters. You just ran 42.2 kilometers or 26.2 miles.
And, you know, it's time on feet. And I always tell people, I do trails and road, and people always discount themselves saying, okay, it takes me 6 hours to run a marathon or 4 hours or longer. But, you know, that person, I'm not saying that someone who runs a sub 3 hour marathon is any less of a person or more. But if you're on your feet for over 4 hours, that is a lot on your body.
So. 100%.
So it's a sense, it's an accomplishment, like you said, no matter how long it takes you. That distance is no joke.
No, it's an accomplishment. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it.
I agree.
Unless you've tried and you can't.
I agree. I think anyone can do it. Do you remember the first time you ran your first half? Do you remember your first half?
I do. I was at Disneyland.
Okay, you got to run a really fun one, so I'm jealous there. But for me, I remember my friend suggesting, I just ran the Eastside 10K, and they said, oh, we can run a half marathon. And I looked at them like, what? That's like double the distance, and it was double the pain. Why would you want to do that? And now we both love half marathons. But I think distances are always so daunting when you're new to it, I think. So,
my in-laws constantly think, you're going out for a 21-kilometer run? You're insane.
That's longer than most people drive in a day.
It's more than I drive.
Exactly. But I think anyone who's actually gotten into that distance, I feel half marathons, after a certain point, they become not easy, but they become pretty doable.
They're easier to train for. They don't take up as much time. So instead of being outside for 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday, you're only out for two.
Yeah. That's why I always commend parents. Like, I only have my fur baby, and so do you, but I don't know how parents do it. It's hard.
Nope. No idea.
Okay. So yeah, parents out there, Ashley and I, how do you do it? How do you get the time in? Well, I have Joey right here, and he's already looking at me like, when do I get to go on my next walkies?
I'm so glad that I don't have Bree here today.
You know how it is. We love our dogs, but
she would right now be like nudging my knee. She'd be like, hey lady, it's time to go.
I'm doing. You know why I'm always tired? Not from running.
Yeah, it's from these two.
Exactly. Well, I think that you will do some amazing things this year. It's only January. We have the rest of the year ahead of us. Do you have any other goals other than running goals? Are we talking about those as well, or just running today?
I've got all sorts of goals, but I haven't really – I've already changed some goals that I've set for myself. So I'm going to call my goal starting maybe mid-February.
Okay. We'll talk about that later.
I'm going to reassess that.
I like that. Well, you know, life is busy. You know, my friend always tells me, you know, life stress is – you know, body stress, and I think that's why I think you're good at resting too. I mean, we don't just run all day, and other things happen in our lives, and I know you dealt with some crazy things in the last year, so I mean, they're still probably dealing with them.
Yep.
Like the flood, I don't know. So
yeah,
Yeah, for those who don't know, Ashley lives in a condo and she had to deal with some issues in her condo. So, oh, I don't know how you deal with stress. I guess running, but when you're injured.
I did use running. I absolutely. Robbie was like, I think I missed the first day of training for that cycle.
Yeah.
But then I came on like the Thursday or Friday or whatever day it was, and we were doing tempo runs, and I just, I was out and back so quickly. He was like, where has that always been? I was like, I don't know. The neighbor unleashed this, like.
The fairy in you.
Yes. It just, the floodgates opened. I didn't maintain that. He was kind of disappointed, but he got over it.
Aren't those the best friends? I had those days where you're just so full of fire and you go out there and you're like, I'm just going to run 5-10K. And next thing you know, it's like 21K later. And you're like, oh yeah, I just solved all my problems for now.
Yep. Yep. So, you.
If you ever see me running like crazy out there or Ashley running like mad, we probably had a bad day.
Odds are pretty high. Yeah.
Imagine we got together and did that. Can you imagine?
We might not ever stop.
Yeah, I think so. That could be dangerous and good and awesome at the same time.
Our husbands would be like, have you heard from
no signs up. Well, the funny thing is, I think you messaged me once, but when I'm usually on Instagram quite a bit, but sometimes I get really tied up with life. And at one time I was in Kelowna and there was an accident on our highway. It took me maybe 6 hours to drive home when it's a 3-hour drive. And people were messaging me, asking me if I was okay. Because if I'm not running or if I'm not on Instagram, something's wrong.
I get concerned when I don't see you on Strava. If I don't see you pop up on Strava, I'm like, did she hurt herself? Is she okay? What's going on?
He messaged me, I think, last week. And that was so endearing and cute and funny at the same time. I remember getting DM from you. Are you okay?
Jason was like, are you stalking people on Strava? And I'm like, no. She is one person who's in my feed every day.
I don't know if I should be embarrassed or proud.
You should be proud because it means you're working out. You're running. You're Pelotoning. You're walking.
You're trail running. No, I post even my stretching on Strava. I'm very diligent with my stretching. And I do it for my own accountability because I think runners hate stretching as much as they hate foam rolling and all the other fun things. So everyone has their own ways to stay motivated. For me, I use Peloton. So Peloton app on my phone, and I don't use Peloton just for spinning. I use it for, I love Matt Wilkers. Matt, I need you on my podcast. Hint, hint. But he's such a cutie. Don't tell anyone I said that, but he has the best stretch. 10 minutes pulse stretch app. And if you follow me on Strava, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah. So there is no run I do about the 10 minute stretch after. And I stretch for an entire 10 minutes because I love his voice and the music. So that's my confession.
The only time I stretch is when Robbie makes me do it after run club. So.
But you know what? I think whatever works for you. Like, I don't always have someone there. So Matt is my guy. And I think for anyone who struggles to stretch properly, just having some form of, some people go on YouTube. I'm not a YouTube person, so I like Peloton and I like Strava, as you know. And people must hate, people who follow me, they must think either I'm obsessed with, you know, with posting everything, or I'm just, I don't know. They must think I'm crazy.
Nah, if they're on Strava, they're just as crazy as you are.
I actually agree with that. So once I got called out once and I did reply, but I feel like, hey, you are on here equally as much as me and you post about your little daily thing that you like. So, hey, it's fair
game. Hey, if you don't like it, don't follow. Go away.
Exactly. Yeah. So in terms of social media, you and I think we both have a shared passion there and you do it for a living. And do you feel like social media is a positive thing or a negative thing or both in terms for our lives?
So it's both. Social media can be very positive, whether you're using it for motivation or to just connect with other people. It's great, but it's getting very negative. Yeah. You've got to be so careful. It's just, I see people posting, they're super proud of an accomplishment, whether they just ran a 3-hour half or a like 40 minute 10K, it doesn't matter. Somebody has something to say about whatever run people do or accomplishment that they have, whether they bought a house or there were all the floods here in November, and like the our part of BC was essentially cut off from the rest of the country. Things are just getting so heated and so negative that sometimes it's best to just take a step back and post nothing. Just say nothing. Don't engage. Find the people, get rid of them, and then come back when you're feeling like you can handle social again. Taking breaks from social media, I fully endorse, even as a social media manager.
I agree with you. I think if anyone's followed me for a while, I've been on Instagram the day I started running, and I used to go on a lot more and post a lot more. And in the last little while, I find that there's no way to filter everything. I mean, people use filters for their faces but I think there's no way to filter out the negativity. And I used to feel, okay, you know, this is part of life. It's okay to see the negative thing, but sometimes it's just too much. And I don't want to start resenting the people around me or hating life or feeling that the whole world is messed up. And I think it's nice to just detach yourself or just turn it off and come back later.
It's totally okay to turn it off. Don't panic just because if you're doing this as like an influencer type thing, whether it's for running or beauty or whatever, you can take a step back. Your following won't, if you lose followers, they likely weren't there for a good reason in the first place. So just take your time, take your mental break, come back, and take as many breaks as you need to.
I like that message. I like that because I know some people worry about what other people think. And I have friends who remind me sometimes too. And I need to remind myself, not everyone is going to be there for you. And not everyone's going to agree with you. And the best way to put it is there are more people who are on your side who are there to support you than the opposite. And it's easy to get lost in the negativity and forget that.
100%.
A really good reminder. And I can tell you, I take breaks now too. And I get DMs about where I am and am I okay? And yes, I am okay. In fact, I think I need that break more than ever. And it's okay to take a break and take a step back and everything will be there. I mean, it's whether you do it for a living or not. I don't do it for a living. It's a hobby for me. So it's easy for me to say. But you can focus on the other things in your life you've been neglecting. It's kind of like being injured from running. You know, do you realize I have friends who ask, non-running friends, who tell me, I'm so glad you're injured. They actually say that to me. Because now we get to spend time with you. It sounds horrible from my end. I'm like, no, running is everything to me. But I totally get it. To non-runners, we must be absent, either in mind or in spirit or body, because we're always running or talking about running or posting about running. The reason I have so many non-running friends is I didn't start running until I was 35. So I feel like sometimes I'm living a dual life. I have my, you know, it's hard. And I don't know about you. Do you feel that your life is split in the middle too? Or do you find that your life somehow meshes better than mine?
I would say that I'm probably like the only, aside from Derek, who's not big on social media to begin with.
I get that.
we're very active. And I know if we're on vacation, whether we've been to Arizona or up at their lake house, it doesn't matter. We can sit there and have a whole conversation and everyone else is just like, oh, those two are insane. They're in their own little world. Yeah. But they accept us for who we are and what we do. No one judges us until we say, I have to stop drinking. I'm going to bed now.
Oh, yes. That's the only thing that non-runners will never understand. Oh, it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And we better get going now. Bye. That's our last drink for our last. We got to get home so we can get in her PJs and go to bed by 10.
Exactly.
We got our Sunday run day. Wow. That's something only runners understand. You know, runners' parties don't go past 10 p.m. most of the time.
And if they do go past 10 o'clock, it's because no one's training.
Exactly. Exactly. Otherwise, I cannot wake up. The older I get, the harder it is to wake up in the morning. And I'm still working on that, going to bed earlier so I can actually get out earlier.
Yep.
Well, Okay, lastly, I'm going to ask you, how can listeners find you if they don't already follow you? I know everyone follows you already.
I'm mainly on Instagram and Twitter. It's just at Ash Feldstein, because Ashley was taken. And I also have a blog, and you can find, if you're on either of those platforms, you can find it. It's ashleyfeldstein.com.
Okay, I'll include that in the show notes so people can find you if they don't already follow you. Okay, well, thank you for joining me for this last 50 minutes so we can talk about running, because it's our favorite thing.
It is. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a lot of fun. So we'll be chatting again soon. But thank you, listeners. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoyed this episode as much as I did. It was truly a pleasure chatting with Ashley. Always some great takeaways. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow me on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or both so you don't miss the next episode. You can also show how much you love this episode by giving me a 5-star rating and leaving a review. Thank you and happy running!